Well, Mike Stock is here, so are the music historian Lucy O'Brien and the blogger Laurie Penny. I want to start with you, Mike, and I want you to just to tell us what you think about pop music in 2010.
Well, first I want to say that I'm not unaware of the fact that sex was always in pop, and to a degree it's a requirement, isn't it? It has to be attractive, has to be alluring, has to have all those things. And back with Elvis and his hips, and back with, I suppose, even the Beatles. But the lyrics were never that explicit, and there were no videos which showed people taking their clothes off, which is all right, you might think, but as we've gone through the technological transfer into the digital world, images are now the most important thing. So if your song's not very good, just make the video sexy. And I have a problem with the diet that we've got now. It's almost exclusively, sexual, explicit lyrics and imagery. And I think that is to impoverish all of us, including the young kids that can't be sat in front of a telly anymore in case they come up with something.
Well, it's interesting that if you watch the videos on MTV, and many young children will, they become less sexual as the evening draws on, slightly bizarrely, I think, to many people.
Well, no, I've noticed this. I sat yesterday afternoon watching the whole lot and saw all of the stuff that you would regard as an adult as sexually explicit, and that happened in Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, but come 10 o'clock, all of a sudden it's Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Wonder, and music that I might like. So it looks like not only is there more of the explicit stuff about, but it's targeted to the younger age group. That, I think, is a crime.
Yeah, I mean, Lucy, Mike's the first to acknowledge sex has always been a crucial element in popular music. Do you really believe that it's changed in any meaningful way?
Yes, I think it has changed. I mean, I think, say, if we go back to the 80s, an artist that Mike was producing, like Sunita, it was kind of cheeky and camp, and same with Kylie. Mm. And then I think Madonna broke new ground with her video, Justify My Love. And then after that...
What was significant about that?
Well, with that, it was very sexually explicit, and she was the first female artist to really be that explicit in mainstream pop, and that sort of opened the doors for people like Britney, Christina Aguilera, etc. But I think the difference between, say, Madonna and the new crop of female artists was that it was without real content, and it was pop as a global commodity, and they're the products.
It was vacuous, not unenjoyable, and I suppose feminists might argue that it was women who were very much in the control of men.
Segment 1.
Well, Mike Stock is here, so are the music historian Lucy O'Brien and the blogger Laurie Penny. I want to start with you, Mike, and I want you to just to tell us what you think about pop music in 2010.
Well, first I want to say that I'm not unaware of the fact that sex was always in pop, and to a degree it's a requirement, isn't it? It has to be attractive, has to be alluring, has to have all those things. And back with Elvis and his hips, and back with, I suppose, even the Beatles. But the lyrics were never that explicit, and there were no videos which showed people taking their clothes off, which is all right, you might think, but as we've gone through the technological transfer into the digital world, images are now the most important thing.
Segment 2.
So if your song's not very good, just make the video sexy. And I have a problem with the diet that we've got now. It's almost exclusively, sexual, explicit lyrics and imagery. And I think that is to impoverish all of us, including the young kids that can't be sat in front of a telly anymore in case they come up with something.
Well, it's interesting that if you watch the videos on MTV, and many young children will, they become less sexual as the evening draws on, slightly bizarrely, I think, to many people.
Well, no, I've noticed this. I sat yesterday afternoon watching the whole lot and saw all of the stuff that you would regard as an adult as sexually explicit, and that happened in Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, but come 10 o'clock, all of a sudden it's Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Wonder, and music that I might like. Mm.
Segment 3.
So it looks like not only is there more of the explicit stuff about, but it's targeted to the younger age group. That, I think, is a crime.
Yeah, I mean, Lucy, Mike's the first to acknowledge sex has always been a crucial element in popular music. Do you really believe that it's changed in any meaningful way?
Yes, I think it has changed. I mean, I think, say, if we go back to the 80s, an artist that Mike was producing, like Sunita, it was kind of cheeky and camp, and same with Kylie. Mm. And then I think Madonna broke new ground with her video, Justify My Love. And then after that...
What was significant about that?
Well, with that, it was was very sexually explicit, and she was the first female artist to really be that explicit in mainstream pop.
Segment 4.
And that sort of opened the doors for people like Britney, Christina, Aguilera, etc. But I think the difference between, say, Madonna and the new crop of female artists was that it was without real content, and it was pop as a global commodity, and they're the products.
It was vacuous, not unenjoyable, and I suppose feminists might argue that it was women who were very much in the control of men.